We've had some talk this week. It was associated with our online poll. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had an update on how the legislation is moving when it comes to the latest relief, COVID relief.
Right.
I'm not sure what the official name of the package is, but it's surrounding what's going on, the stimulus payments, the unemployment, and things like that. This story actually came out earlier this week. I wanted to pass this. This is one of those frustrating things. I know it happens. It's the criminal element in society and what they do to us. It's like, people are in need. At any time, I just, why do criminals do what they do? But at a time that so many people are in need, to know that the criminal element in society has decided to utilize monies being made available to help people. Mm-hmm. To steal. We know it goes on, but I didn't know what was going on to the tune of this. This was in the Los Angeles Times earlier this week. And it says this. So Congress ready to approve another package in COVID-19 related unemployment. Even though the nation's patchwork state-based systems remain vulnerable to the same rampant fraud that allowed scammers last year to siphon off more than $40 billion in pandemic relief. $40 billion.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, how many families would have been helped if that did not happen?
Right.
It says here that Haywood, this is the guy's name, Haywood Talcove.
Oh,
he's the chief executive of the information firm LexisNexis, a risk solutions government group.
Oh, yeah.
Haywood Talcove. He says it's like Christmas for the fraudsters. He says that the government should adopt tougher anti-fraud safeguards to verify identities, work history, and location of applicants. This has to do with the unemployment benefits,
yeah,
by the
right,
way.
Yeah, right.
He said, I wouldn't let another penny go out until the government puts some of these tools in place to prevent it. Cybercrime experts, including some who once made their living exploiting weak online systems, warn that another mass infusion of cash will happen and criminals have gotten smarter, and they will steal it once again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in California, remember this was a Los Angeles Times story. It says here that last year, at least 10% of the $450 billion allocated was pocketed. And in California, they figure they lost maybe as much as $30 billion themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that.
That's just for California.
Right. It's surprising because usually the government, even especially when it comes to our intelligence agencies, don't they usually hire people who used to be on the other side?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and to then build up a safety system.
Well, in fact, they quote a guy. His name is Brett Johnson, who apparently was a cyber criminal,
mm-hmm.
who now advises law enforcement.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And get this, I'm going to have to look this up. He says there are tutorials on how to do this scamming on YouTube videos. Well, why are those up there?
Yeah, why isn't YouTube taking those down?
No doubt. And how do you find those? How to steal?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
How to be a fraudster.
I've
never looked it up either. I'm not sure I want to. But yeah, this guy says everything is wide open. It's a complete nightmare scenario. And the current packages that are going through the House and the Senate, they lack safeguards to address the problem. However, having said that,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember this, but it says here that in December, Congress did intervene to order states to verify applicants' identities and specify what information was necessary to collect for unemployment.
Okay, so taking a step.
And mm-hmm. some say perhaps that's why. In fact, it says in here that some lawmakers are waiting to see how those standards passed in December might work this time.
Right. Okay.
They knew there was fraud. They knew there was a problem, so they tried to pass some of the standards. Yeah, the security guys say that if states would just require information checks like online retailers and banks do with nearly every transaction online, that would help stop some of the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they could do something about the amount of time you have to sit there on hold while you're waiting for someone to help you when you call a government agency.
Maybe this is why it takes so long, because they're trying to verify everything. And even beyond that, international crime rings, in this story from the Los Angeles Times, found that filing fraudulent claims was done with just having a person's name, a date of birth, an address, and a social security number plus a bank account, which in a lot of ways, if you hack into something, all easily available.
Right.
So, man, just... I know
it is a battle. I mean,
it is. But, you know, just...
Banks have to deal with it. Everybody has to deal with
it. You know, right down to your local retailer. I mean, They know that they're going to be shoplifted as much as they try and do something about it.
Right. I just am still stunned that there are YouTube videos on this.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, what? You know what I'm going to be doing during the news? No, not trying to find out.
I was going
to
say, what you're doing?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to. Right.
Thank you. Okay. I can't believe those videos are up there.
Thank you. I'm glad you clarified that.
That didn't come out wrong, right, didn't it? context, for goodness sakes. Anyway, well, I think I got a link to the story. We'll post. It's a longer story than I'm going into because there's other elements to it all, but that's just the basics of all that fraud that's going in. But and we'll see what happens once this package is passed, and hopefully it will be cut down and more money will get to the people who need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not those that don't.